The railroad will have to supply a flagger for us. When the train comes, we've got to vacate the area. So there's a few things that, you know, a lot of safety concerns that we have to take. He'll be reporting everything back. He'll be letting us know when trains are a ways away. And then we're in contact with RCP&E as well. You know, so there's been a lot of permitting that's went up to this point. I mean, it's taken several months to get all the permits and safety plans, and there's a whole set of requirements just to go underneath this bridge. So it's been quite the process.